Okay, 5 o'clock. It's time to call to order the special meeting of the Park and Recreation Committee. Can I get roll call, please?
Roll call has been taken and let the record reflect that all members are present.
Thank you. This is the time for public comment. This is the opportunity for anyone in the public to reach out to us with any comments or concerns. Is there anyone in the public that would like to speak?
Yes, my name is Bob Lyman. Are you here? Yes?
Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, okay, thank you. I'm calling in, I'm representing the pickleball community this evening. Our pickleball group is still in the fundraising mode, and we're raising funds to work on getting a shade structure, some benches, and a larger storage facility at the pickleball facility. And what we're here tonight is ask for a meeting to that we can meet with whoever's appropriate to detail what those things are. As we raised money for the courts themselves, people knew what a court was, so it wasn't as much of an issue. But when we got those folks working on raising the money and potential donors, when we talk about a shade structure or benches, people have all kinds of different ideas of what that is. So we want to develop some, you know, either photographs or a drawing or something so that we can clearly show potential donors what it is we're talking about. So what we need is a meeting to get together, and of course with COVID, you know, on the phone is, you know, works for your formal meetings, but we need to get actually to get together with and talk about the specifics of what a shade is, what it's going to look like, what the benches are going to be, what a storage facility, so that we can, you know, be better fundraisers, and those thinking that giving money will know what they're putting the money up. So what, you know, this request is to kind of formally say we'd like to get together at, you know, and we do plan at this point to have a tournament in the middle of the summer. We hope, of course, COVID allows that to happen. We'll only know that later. And when we do that, we would, you know, we would hope we would have some sort of a shade facility. And of course, we are raising the money to get it done. You know, we're not expecting funds to come from the from the budget or the cash money that the town has. So that's what the message is. So we, yeah, and I'm prepared to answer any questions if anybody has it.
I don't think at this time, Bob, but when you guys get a little bit closer, why don't you reach out to Monica at the community center? She'd be the best person to start the dialogue, and then she could bring it back to the board once you guys kind of narrow down some ideas.
Okay. Is she there? So she knows, is hearing you say that?
She's acknowledging, shaking her head.
Okay, very good. We can do that.
Perfect. Thank you. Do we have any other public comments? Okay, hearing none, we'll close public comments. C1 discussion action item.
Yes. As you know, each year we change chairpersons of each committee. And in this particular case, we have new members that rotate in every 2 years. And so in this particular instance, we'd like to ask you to discuss it amongst yourselves and see if you could voluntarily come up with who should be chairman this year and continue with the rest of this meeting, and the other person would be the chairman starting in January of the following year.
I have no preference. If you want to take this year, since
let's do it that way.
Senior member, I'll take next year. We'll call real.
Sounds like a decision's been made.
Excellent. That concludes item one.
Perfect.
Item two. Oh, or two. Do I need to open that to public comment regarding that?
Yeah, well,
let's go to the pool update.
We'll go to the pool update.
Yes, good evening. I am pleased to let you know that Adams Pool has begun work on the pool. They removed all the dirt that was surrounding the pool, and they removed the walls necessary to extend the pool to the 75-foot length and at that fourth lane line, so that has started. Tough Shed is also in the works. We are in contract with NAS, which is National Aquatic Services, to remove the existing pool equipment. That will be done next month. The preliminary plans for the Tough Shed have been revised and are being reviewed. The permit application will be submitted to the county in approximately 2 weeks for that portion of it. Then we'll go and pour new concrete for the pool equipment, the slab for the equipment. Then NAS will come back, install the Tough Shed and the pool equipment. So all this is going to be a dance, everybody kind of working together. We'll be scheduling that, so it's all being done simultaneously. Then Adams, like I said, will keep working, but it is, of course, all contingent on when the county issues the permit and weather. They were supposed to be out this weekend. Fortunately, we did get rain, but Adams couldn't come out. So that's my update for the pool. Do you have any questions for me?
I was going to ask about the weather, but you just addressed that. So question is gone.
We have to just kind of wait every day and see.
Yeah.
So best case guess, what is the anticipated?
They're still telling us May.
Still tell May.
Yeah.
Like end of May or beginning of May? Mid-May.
They just said May, yeah. Okay. So we had initially said our opening is Memorial Weekend, which is the end of May, so that is our target.
Is that our normal opening day?
It is. Yeah, and they have not given us anything to indicate that they still plan on being done.
What about personnel? Are we...
That's a little trickier. We do have an add-out in the activities guide that, lifeguards, summer help, that kind of thing. That is all dependent on COVID.
Right, which is good. My next question was, so at this point, even if the pool gets completed in May or whenever, we still might not be authorized to the county to open up for the pool.
Correct.
Which puts you in a hard spot figuring for hiring.
It does, yeah.
Typical COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think people at this point know and are understanding, and everyone just has to be flexible.
As far as?
Everything, whether you can go to a restaurant, the pool, but when things open, that kind
of thing. I was trying to go back to this. So at the end of the day, though, do we have a game plan to hire people with the anticipation we open up in May?
Yes.
Okay.
We do. We want to keep moving forward like this is going to eventually end and we're going to be preparing.
What do we charge for the pool and to usage?
Well, we haven't discussed what that will look like. That will be, all of staff and board. But last year, before the renovation, it was $3 a person to come swim. And then we also had a punch pass where you can pay $20 for 10 punches. So it brought it down to $2.
Do we have a season pass that we offer?
We did that a few years back. It wasn't very popular, but it was $35. Wait a minute. It was a family pass. I'd have to look. That was for a family.
Yeah,
about $140 for, I think it was a family of four.
I'm just hoping with the expanded pool that might attract more people coming out and maybe might have some more opportunities to sell more passes.
So, we talked about personnel, but do we have kind of a game plan for any of like the water aerobics and stuff like that to potentially open that up with that as well?
Well, we have our swim lesson program, our learn to swim program that was with our in-house staff. I do at one point had a water Zumba, so I would reach out to that same contact and then we'd have to find somebody that would be interested in teaching water aerobics. But we have had that, before. So I would reach out to those people and be loyal to those that have worked with us in the past first.
Can you explain to the chair that how we do our programming here, the methodology of how we do that?
So, right. So, the Learn to Swim is a little different because that is our staff, our lifeguards, and then we've got somebody that we train through American Red Cross. If we did something like an aerobics, a water aerobics, just like Zumba or tennis, it's with contractors.
Okay.
So it's a 25-75 split. We get into a contract with them, and they do all the fingerprinting and, the DOJ, TB test, all of the safety issues, items, and then we do a split with them. So they dictate the schedule, the pricing. We do the advertising as well as them, and then we have that split of
Thank you.
Yeah.
Any public comment? Hearing none. Prop 68, item 3.
Okay, we're going to bring our landscape manager up.
Good evening. Prop 68 competitive grant, which is also called the statewide park program, is a highly competitive point-based grant that seeks to address park funding needs for economically disadvantaged communities, as well as communities whose park areas fall below the 3 park acres per 1,000 residents per project site. This park area requirement is how Discovery Bay has qualified to submit an application. Now, having said this, we are disqualified from earning the points for the economically disadvantaged piece, which means we're being extra vigilant in other point earning areas for the grant. These would include the following. Using amenities from the meetings that the community members want to see in the park, including all-inclusive play, having youth be a large part of our community meetings, emphasizing the health benefits to the community this new park would offer, including environmental remediation efforts, emphasizing the social aspect of bringing together all segments of our population, and having the ability to use Conservation Corps members on a portion of the project. To date, we've held 5 of 6 community meetings and have gathered an impressive amount of information and have been encouraged with the level of the community involvement. Our next step are to hold one more meeting on February 2nd. And after that meeting, staff will need to assemble narrative which emphasizes the points I mentioned earlier. We will need to pass a funding resolution, which Julie will talk about next, at the February 17th board meeting. Also at that board meeting, staff will present for final board and public input staff's recommendation based off these community meetings of what park amenities are feasible and not feasible on the site based on safety, maintenance, and noise concerns for the nearby residents. In addition, we'll need to produce a conceptual level site plan and cost estimate, all to be done at the deadline of March 12th. Comments?
Do you have any questions at this point? If not, we'll turn it over to Julie to give you a little update on the resolution that we're...
Is Julie here?
Yep. Oh. She's on the phone.
I don't see her.
I don't have a question. Ashley, do you have any?
I don't have any questions. No. Thank you.
Go ahead, Julie.
Okay. Regarding the resolution that we're going to be presenting the board on the 17th meeting, there's 2 items, item number 1 and item number 2. I'm going to read them real quick and then I'll break down. It certifies that the applicant has or will have available prior to the commencement of any work on the project, including this application, and sufficient funds to complete the project. Now, from the understanding and reading the packet, it's a little vague, but what we've agreed on that is that what it is telling us is that if we didn't receive full funding for the park, we would have to provide the additional funding and we'd have to agree to it before the commencement of any work. Right now, as it stands, we're looking for 100% financing. So there's no, you know, danger in approving this resolution since it says prior to the commencement of work. So a quick example, if we were planning a $1 million park, if we received $500,000 grant, we would have to come up with the funding for the balance before we could start work. Any questions on that, Pete?
That's interesting. So does that mean we could revise our application if we come back with...
We wouldn't sign the grant. Unless we were prepared to do it under those conditions, we wouldn't sign the grant. But there's another way to read that section other than what was just described there. Are you going to go into that, Julie?
Yep, that's the second part.
Okay.
Now, the second part of reading what I just read with the definition of funds was that we would have the funds to cover the park while we wait for the reimbursement from the grant, which this could be some sizable amount of money. There's a couple options that we're looking at. We'll take them through finance committee. The first would be to, you know, borrow from funds that we have. I'm not sure exactly if that would work or not. Again, we'll have to look at it. And the other option is to look at some kind of bridge financing that could take us through. If this park, you know, goes into the millions of dollars, we will have to look into that and have the ability to get some sort of financing or borrow from ourselves in intervals of anywhere from 90 to maybe 150 days, depending on how fast the grant payments come up. Now, it is progress payments, so we don't have to put all the cash out, but we will probably have to put a third, if not a little bit more. So that's the other way that we are reading this, that there's, speaking of funds, as a cash in the bank that we can pay for and wait for the reimbursement.
But
again,
but this is a situation if we don't get full.
No, even potentially with full funding.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we
with full funding,
this
still could create an issue. And we are looking at ways to fund. And again, until we get awarded the grant and we know how much it is, we can do research, we can see tools that are available, but it's really hard to make a recommendation or to get into the details until we have those items.
So I'd imagine from the staff standpoint, we just have to calibrate what we propose to the state, right? As far as the project depth, whether it's $1 million project or $5 million project,
right, it depends on what the language really means in the opening part of this resolution.
Right.
Now, we call the representative, and the representative says, oh, no, that means that you got to come up with the funds in order, because it's a reimbursement type of situation. But if you start to read the grant documents, which are a little vague, you could read it of, okay, this is gap between what your project total cost is and what the grant is willing to fund you. In any event, you know, we have to commit that we will come up with this. If we don't pass this resolution, this is the end of the process right here. And what we're saying is if something is a significant, if it's interpreted to be that the project is going to cost significantly more than what they're going to grant us, we have the option of not putting any ink to the paper and walking away. If it's, you know, $1,000 more, you know, we should still consider that. Going back to whether we, you know, being able to come up with enough money to fund this while we wait for them to reimburse us, there are methods to do this that Julie described. We can borrow from ourselves if that's going to be enough money there. We can look at a bridge loan. One of the things in this grant is that if you do take a loan out, they will pay for the cost of the loan. As part of what you can apply to have them pay for the cost of the loan. Did I miss anything there, Julie?
No, with the just on the financing piece, they said that they will they cover the cost of financing, but they don't define financing. So again, it's a very vague document, but we are assuming they'll cover the interest and the loan cost.
But is it staff's position at this point to still continue moving forward and?
Absolutely. Yeah. Otherwise, we're dead stopped, and you know, there's we haven't put any ink on anything. We have to pass a resolution that stage one. Then we will apply for the grant, and then they have to award the grant. When they award the grant is when the ink, you know, when you're signing, I commit to do all the things that this grant says you're going to do.
What's the timeline on that? I know you gave the timeline of when we're going to present and stuff, but the grant's due March 12th?
March 12th. We'll have a decision to the awardees end of the summer.
Okay.
Let's say we do get awarded. I envision that a design phase of 6 to 8 months and then up to construction in 2022.
And is there a time frame listed in the grant in which we have to have the project completed if we do?
I think it's 2025, so there's...
Okay, so we have time.
There's substantial.
Yeah, there's time.
I think it is 2020.
Have they given idea of how many they're going to award the grants to, or is it just random based on who applies?
It's the point-based system, so you'll be ranked
why they call it a competitive grant. We're competing with everybody else that submits for this, and there's X amount of dollars, and they'll decide who they're going to award to. And of course, a lot of what we're going to be competing with is disadvantaged communities, DACs, and you know, there's a lot of favor. They believe in investing in those types of communities as opposed to communities that are not disadvantaged. So we have to try to boost up the points to show that this is, that we're so low in parks and that this amenity is going to really be advantageous and hit such a broad sector of our community of use, et cetera, that we can win some favor in that regard.
Good times.
Yeah.
2023.
I wonder how many municipalities are actually going to apply for it.
Yeah. It's very competitive.
Is it?
Yeah.
I mean, because you discovered it, so I just wonder how other people are discovering it, or do they have dedicated people? That's all they do is.
They have whole park departments.
That's all they do is.
Design department, CIP.
Disadvantage them?
We have two. 25, 30 of their employ.
Do you have any other questions?
I'm just intrigued by the Conservation Corps requirement. How do we go about addressing that?
Right, so we have to, so we submitted our project to the Conservation Corps.
Okay.
Kind of a general idea of what we're going to do. They get back to us on saying, yes, is this something we can absolutely get involved with? And they did do that.
Okay.
So they, you know, they have landscapers, they actually have equipment, they do irrigation, so.
So that's some points right
that's
there.
Some points
check.
Right there.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Item five.
Now we'll talk about the Prop 68 per capita grant.
Okay, this is the per capita versus the competitive grant. Okay. Per capita grant money is funding that's already allocated to the town through the Prop 68 per capita program. We're allocated $187,441, and that will require a 20% match.
Can you say that number again? I'm sorry.
187,441.
Okay, thank you.
At the November 4th Park and Rec Committee meeting, staff made the committee aware of this funding and also presented a list of landscaping and facility improvement ideas. As part of the grant process, Resolution 2020-25 was presented and passed at the November 18th board meeting, which was acknowledging application for the per capita grant money. To facilitate project selection, staff has narrowed the project list down to a top five. We feel the money should be spent in Zone 8 so as to update our oldest park infrastructure. In no particular order, the following are a list of improvements for Cornell: sports field rehabilitation, new uniform benches and tables, as well as uniform garbage and trash receptacles, basketball court resurfacing, replacement of barbecue area, including the tables and the prep table, and upgrade of the restrooms. In addition, staff is making you aware of interest from Discovery Bay Recreation and Sports to donate the matching requirement if we proceed with projects that they concur with. So any feedback and discussion would help us move forward in this application, which is deadline of December of 2021 to apply.
I'd just like to tag on to that for just a moment. We're making you aware of what the pickleball folks want to do with this grant. We're telling you our top five is not the priority of the pickleballs at this point because there's such a need in Cornell Park, and that's why our top five list is just focusing in on Cornell Park, but we didn't want to leave it unsaid that the pickleball courts people have wanted some attention to the pickleball courts. Because ultimately, we're going to have to come up with a recommendation from this committee and probably the board on what things do you want to see done. And so that should be a factor in your consideration.
Well, of these, which is going to serve more of the community?
I can tell you about the complaints or what the information we get from the public is that the sports field rehabilitation is, I mean, that's been a problem.
Yeah.
The basketball court resurfacing, and probably the barbecue area would be.
The barbecue's falling apart.
Yeah, the top three.
So just for clarification, I apologize. So the capital grant, we haven't been awarded that either.
We have been awarded the money.
Oh, we have been awarded.
We just need to apply with a project to get
to receive it.
Okay,
the project has to have qualifying, meet qualifications.
Got it.
So what would the sports field rehab look like? What
so
are we talking about doing?
The entire interior field of Cornell needs to be regraded, and it needs to be reseeded, and then the ball field can have a better edge to it, and then it can drain properly, because that's what's happening at Cornell.
Yeah.
We need to water extensively to keep it green in the summer. There are low spots. They hold water, kills the grass.
Is there any of that rehab fit within kind of the water conservation stuff that we need to do to, like, can we do a twofer rehab and then also help make that a little bit more
twofer with this other grant?
No, just twofer in application. Like, we're going to fix the sports fields and work on Cornell, but when we do that, can we be conscientious of the water conservation stuff that we're looking at doing, you know?
Right, okay.
The answer is yes, because once you properly grade it, the water is being put to the areas that will hold the water and not flow downhill and then sit in these
ponds. We're not just wasting stuff.
Yeah, it's just wasting water and it's killing the grass, which means you receive more water and it becomes an endless cycle. Once you properly grade, then you're getting a better efficient use of the water. And we would also redo the a lot of the irrigation system there.
Yeah, also the
irrigation system. So that it would be more effective and efficient.
That's a better word. Thank you.
Great. That's a good list.
Okay.
So do you need direction from us?
Well, let's look at this post March 12th after we get the competitive one done. I can start coming up, or I can start reaching out to get cost ideas on some of these projects, so to see which can fit into the 187.
And I apologize to the public. If any of the members of the public want to discuss any of the three items on the Prop 68, whether it's the competitive or the capital grant, feel free to speak up. Is there anyone in the audience that would like to talk? Hearing none. Okay, Ravenswood Park.
Equipment is ordered and it's being manufactured. The contract has gone out to McNabb for installation. I spoke with him last week and he has a window coming up in 4 weeks maybe to get started, but we're trying to time the delivery of the equipment and his timing to all match. So we're ready.
Okay, so while we're on the subject of Ravenswood Park, but do you have any questions about that?
Yep, go for it.
So something we've the previous Park and Recs Committee asked for and is to get some type of rolling understanding of the finances available in each zone to make decisions as far as upcoming things. So example, like Ravenswood Park is a good one. If at a future meeting, if we could understand how much money is in there, because there's some things that need to be dealt with, and you know what my hot buttons are as far as the fencing and the groundscaping that needs to be redone, just like we're doing on the boulevard here. Do you understand what the question is?
We can bring back to the Park and Rec Committee in the next meeting two things, I believe. And Julie, you can weigh in on this, please. Is one thing that we can bring on to you is just what the budget, we believe the budget's going to look like for the following year, and we can talk about how that money we think will be spent and ask for suggestions on that. And then two, we can also tell you where we are at in the budget for Ravenswood Park, for what was the budget and what are the expenditures as close as we can to date. And one of the things staff has talked about is looking in June to determine what's our leftover money that hasn't been spent in Ravenswood and actually purchasing additional rails to fix the fencing there, and that would be driven by how much money do we have left.
and what is the need in terms of purchasing those rails.
Yeah, and I think that information would be not only good for us, but also good for you as a landscape manager, because the expectation is, hey, I know I have X amount of dollars in my budget to do this accomplishment. So, you know, instead of us saying, hey, when can you fix this? You know, coming to us and saying, here's three things I'd like to take care of because I have this amount of money left over.
Sure. Okay.
Just kind of a punch list of needs would be good, especially not like coming in not knowing what was done before. I think it would just give us a good understanding of.
This is Julie. So just so I'm clear, what you want to do is where we're spending currently and what we have in reserves. For capital projects, is that what you're asking?
No. We're asking to look at Ravenswood.
Zone 9.
We're asking to look at Zone 9. What was our budget for fiscal year 2021?
Got it.
What have we spent? By the next board committee meeting, what have we spent? How much money is left to spend for the remainder of this fiscal year budget? That coupled with, here's our punch list of how we feel we should spend that, the money that we didn't spend. And then we would like, what do we anticipate our budget will be for the 21-22 fiscal year? And come up with some ideas on what we think we can spend that money on that would be in addition to what our operating maintenance costs would be to do the work.
Exactly.
This might be asking a lot, but can it be broken down by zone so we can kind of get an idea of like, this is what this zone needs, this is what this zone needs, and just have an understanding.
Including the county zones?
Yeah, well, so that brings another good question that I have about the county stuff.
We can agendize it,
because
those are not on the agenda.
Okay.
So we can agendize that.
Okay. I have a question about how.
Go ahead, Julie.
Go ahead.
We'll have a roll up of our first pass at the budget for 2022. We'll be going through the finance committee on April 7th, just to give you guys a date. And then we'll have a budget workshop after that where we'll be reviewing it with the whole board. So April 7th, I can obviously for the current year, that's no problem, but for the budget, rolled up budget, it's going to be on April 7th.
So this kind of stuff can be discussed in another forum and through the board itself for the upcoming money?
Okay.
But we'll try to do we'll put on the agenda a breakdown of the zones.
I was going to bring it up at the finance committee meeting anyways, so I'm just kind of giving a forewarning.
I don't know if I can ask this question or not.
Sure.
But I'm going to, and if I need to move it somewhere else, just let me know. Is that fair?
That's cool.
You had mentioned the county areas. How often do we meet with like the county public works, and is that something that we do often?
In somewhat regular contact with the people at the county regarding a special project that they want to get done, or a project that I say is an emergency or it's a safety issue, like the trimming of trees around Highway 4 along the power lines. That's something that we're in contact with.
Would it be beneficial for us, or do they ever attend these meetings, so we can hear from them as a committee?
We can always ask.
Would that be under Leah's, or no? Would she be the right
person?
We would go through Leah.
We would go through Leah.
Ask if it's a division that's assigned to special districts.
Right.
And they're the ones that govern the money that you get.
But that's under Diane Burgess's
department? They work for the county. They don't work for Diane. The supervisor's office. You go through the supervisor's office, and they handle requests to, for things like this.
So Leah, who's she attends our meetings.
Okay, I'm just wondering, like hearing kind of some of the struggles we have with getting funding and stuff. Maybe it would be nice for them to participate and we could hear both sides. I don't know if I'm asking too much, but...
No, you're not asking too much, and we can absolutely ask to, so that you can hear from them directly would be great. There's really not two sides. There's one side, their side.
And maybe not every meeting, but like maybe quarterly or something.
Yeah. I can guarantee you that. In fact, they won't come to a meeting under COVID. As long as COVID's coming in, they'll participate on
we'll
the phone
them.
Or,
that's
or
fine.
Through.
Sorry, I didn't mean to hijack it.
We can look into that.
Perfect. Do we have any public comments regarding Ravenswood Park? Hearing none. Well, then I think we're done. 5:36, meeting adjourned.